This radio station is a part of a very large family of great radio stations under the Cumulus Media banner, and we're proud to be that. And we check in with our stations, our sister stations around the country from time to time when there's something to talk about. And there's something very big to talk about. The annual Conservative Political Action Conference, which got underway yesterday in Dallas, Texas. It's one of the largest gatherings of conservatives. And since its inception in 1974, it's been a crucial campaign stop for most Republican hopefuls. This is where we get the expression CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. We go to one of our sister stations, the great WBAP in Dallas, a fellow news talk station, with Clayton Neville checking in. Clayton, good morning.
Paul, good morning. Good to talk to you.
It is very nice to talk to you on what I know is an exciting period of time, starting last night, going through the weekend, and it's not just because it's the annual Conservative Political Action Conference, but it's because who the keynote speaker is tomorrow.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and you can guess it. Former President Donald Trump, he'll be there. Of course, yesterday I was at day one of CPAC, and there were people pouring in with yellow and red Trump T-shirts blinged out with the glitter. And that was just one of several characters that we saw yesterday. It's a fun weekend. I saw a guy dressed up as Ben Franklin walking around there. Alexander Hamilton was walking around there yesterday as well. And conservative who I spoke with there said that the whole purpose of the weekend is to build momentum ahead of the November midterm elections. And that's certainly the feeling I got yesterday, is there were several speakers there. There will be more today. Senator Ted Cruz is one of the headliners today. But yeah, former President Donald Trump is who people are coming to see, and he'll speak tomorrow night around 5:30 or so Central Time.
Clayton Neville with us from our sister station, WBAP in Dallas. They're very excited for all of these activities and festivities. Are there any side bets going on, Clayton, as to when President Donald Trump will throw his hat into the ring once again to run for president in 2024.
I don't think there's a person at CPAC in Dallas this weekend that isn't in the back of their mind hoping that an announcement from President Trump will come on Saturday. However, when I asked people there, do you really think that that will happen on Saturday? The answer was probably not. So a lot of people are hoping, but because of the timing, because we are before the midterms, odds are probably not, seems to be the general consensus from the crowd. But at the same time, a lot of people, you know, boy, would they love it if that happened. But again, somewhat early. But yeah, there is thought, there is speculation that could happen. It seems like, though, we're now in the point where every time the former president comes up and speak, there's at least a hint or a tease that that may happen, even
right,
if it won't.
Right. So Texas Governor Greg Abbott kicked it off, along with our old friend, Fox News host Sean Hannity. How did that all go?
You know, it certainly fired up the crowd. And that's the thing about these conferences. You know, when you have everybody of one political view there, you know, it's a conservative conference, then you know, you're going to get some of the speakers to be a little more edgy or a little more raw. And that's where you get a lot of these CPAC conferences, which just means, you know, they're more willing to crack some jokes, maybe more willing to go out to the other side and things like that. And that jacks up the crowd. So there was a lot of that yesterday from Governor Abbott. And then another speaker yesterday was Viktor Orban, a controversial character. He is the prime minister of Hungary. He's been in the news. He reportedly made anti-Semitic comments, and so there was controversy about him coming to Dallas. But he came, he addressed that criticism, and really talked about why he's appreciated by far-right Americans. And it was really an interesting conversation, but that was a controversial seminar during yesterday's event. One of many seminars. It's not just these lead speakers. There's training seminars, bunch of different activities for people who go over a three-day period.
You know, Clayton Neville, you make a very good point just a moment ago, another very good point, and that is the speakers are a little looser, might be cracking jokes they wouldn't otherwise, because they are lulled into the comfort of knowing that they're among like-minded people. They're speaking to their conservative friends. But that also sets them up for the opportunity to make a mistake once those quotes, jokes, comments go into the general population.
Yeah, I almost feel like there's pressure at these type of events for these politicians or these leaders to at least, you know, not go too far, or at least crack some type of joke. You know, at least give us something here at CPAC. And so, yeah, there is a fine line there. Are they going to go too far? Typically, they don't go too far because, again, they get a lot of support within the event itself. But, yeah, it is a fine line for a lot of these politicians.
And because the press is there, the media, and since they are not conservative, generally speaking, they're waiting for mistakes to be made or things to be said that will cause them trouble. It's just the way that it is. Interesting, the governor who wasn't there last time, I guess, Governor Abbott, was there, and one of the newest residents of his great state of Texas, he talked a little bit about Elon Musk.
Yeah, he did, and he talked a lot about people moving from California to Texas as well. He also said anybody that wants to move from Texas to California, we'll see you later. He said that Texas is in an exchange between liberals and conservatives with the state of California, and again, it's another one of those jokes that he probably wouldn't have had at the press conference, but he had it yesterday.
Well put. Have fun, Clayton, and we'll look forward to talking to you again. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Paul.
Clayton Neville from our sister station, WBAP in Dallas. They're set for a great big CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference weekend. Stay with us.